Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on October 26th, 2018 with the local band Taro. Thanks for listening.
That was really good. So do you guys want to just go ahead and tell me like what that song's about and kind of what inspired that song in particular?
Yeah. So I kind of just, when I first wrote that song, I kind of just sat down at the piano and I like heard it in my head and I kind of just put it on the piano. It's really simple, actually. It's kind of just started out with like A's and octaves. And then I kind of just heard the lyrics in my head as well, which is how I've been writing a lot of new music. Honestly, I haven't been just like, I'm inspired by this thing and I'm going to write like a poem about it. I just like write some music and then I'm like, this is what I hear in my head. And I just heard like, I saw a fire in your bloodshot eyes. And yeah. Then actually when I brought it to Noah and Steve, it didn't have a lot of lyrics. It was just like random mouth noises. I was like, Yeah, but they definitely helped me come up with some lyrics that would sound good with the rest of it. We came up with some harmonies and everything, and don't really know exactly what it would be about. Like, Noah added the say goodbye part to it, because it used to just be say your mind, and we thought it could be about, like, I don't know, what were we gonna...
So the say your mind and the I saw fire, it's sort of like the snap when, you know, you're so in love with someone that it kind of drives you crazy that they just kind of up and leave. That was sort of the connotations that we were rolling with for this song, for the verses. And also, the lyrics just sounded like the random mouth noises that she had. We like found words that were similar, and then it took on kind of a life of its own, which a lot of our music has.
Cool. Yeah. So, I know a little bit about your band and your music, and I know that you kind of all started off making EDM, like electronic music, but today you're here playing acoustic versions of your songs. So how was that, you know, process of transitioning from EDM to acoustic, and how did you just kind of decide to do that?
I'm going to let y'all take the reins on this first.
It took a lot of work.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I guess we first thing we did is we just figured out what the basic chords were, and we were kind of just doing like campfire versions of our songs.
Yeah.
And then, Steve really laid it down for the guitar, came up with some really cool counter melodies, and then we threw in the cajon and the shaker and the tambourine just to have a little bit extra percussion. I mean, we're still at our core a pop dance group, and you can't dance without a beat, so.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Yeah,
and fun fact, Steve actually kind of just, like, started learning guitar, like, what, like, 2 months ago for, like, all these songs.
So no way.
He's been killing it.
That's super
pitch,
cool.
By the way, we're super stoked to have him in the band.
Well,
wow. So, yeah. That's super fun. Wow. I did not even know that.
It was all the production. We're a completely self-sufficient band.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Cool. So what is the next song that you guys are going to be playing?
Next one is Let Go.
Let Go. Yeah.
Let Go. Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, I'm ready when you are. Loved the percussion in that song. That was probably my favorite part. I really like that song. That was so good.
Yeah, Noah's oh, sorry. Noah's cajon in that is really, really cool.
Yeah.
I've been really impressed by how we transitioned into the acoustic version of that, because we have been using like drum kits. I don't know what you'd call it, just like electronic drums where you just like place them in place, and it's been a cool transition. But yeah, I mean, like, Noah and Steve kind of just wrote this song together, right? Like,
yeah,
the
we just kind of came up with a riff one day, and then we came up with the hook,
threw it in the computer, and sat down one day and worked on it, and all of a sudden we had a couple guitar parts, and here we are.
Yeah. That's how it goes. That's super cool.
And I just, like, I came over one day and they showed it to me, and I was like, wow, this is super sick. And I kind of just, like, threw over some lyrics, like, had some melody in my head, And yeah, I don't know. We could not come up with the lyrics for the chorus for the like longest time. And so I'd just be like, And then one day we were all just like sitting down at Noah's house and going through it. And I was like, wait, I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it. And I just sang it and it stuck. So
that's super cool.
Yeah.
I love it when stuff comes together like that.
Yeah. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Local Lunch Hour on 90.5 KCSU FM. And I'm here with local band Taro. So how did you guys get that name, Taro?
Okay, so I started this project kind of before I met Noah and Steve, and this was inspired, the name of this band was inspired by Alt-J is a band, and they have a song called Taro. It's a really, really beautiful song.
Cool.
But it's about two war photographers that, one of them, his name was Robert Kappa, which was actually an alias, and then there was Gerda Taro, or yeah, Gerda is her first name, Taro, and... So pretty much the song is about how he steps on a landmine and his leg falls off, and it says how he gets like separated from his leg because he just like flies away. But then in this really, really scary moment, he thinks about his wife Taro, and he thinks about how he's going to be reunited with her because she also died like a few years back doing what she loved, taking war photography. So I thought that that was just like a really beautiful, I don't know, beautiful something that like the last thing that goes through your mind before you're about to die, what like really means a lot to you in your life. And for me, that's music. So I thought that I'd name my band that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super cool. Well, do you want to go ahead and introduce your next song?
Sure. Okay.
So this one, this next song is a little bit of a slower one, kind of a ballad. It has a lot of guitar in it, actually, in the original version, too, which is a little bit of a stray from our standard direction. This one's called Poison. It's off of our first EP that will be coming out here shortly just after Halloween.
Ooh.
Stay tuned for that.
Spooky.
Yeah.
So, Poison.
Cool. Yeah. I suffocated you.
take my blade to your throat. But I'm the liar, you know. But I'm the liar, you already know. But I'm the liar, you know. But I'm the liar, you already. But I'm the liar, you know. But I'm the liar, you already know. But I'm the liar, you know.
You are listening to the Local Lunch Hour on 90.5 KCSU FM. And that is this song, and all of these songs have been by Taro, which is a lovely local band. So I hear that you guys have never done a live performance before.
Yeah,
this is your first one. Wow, that's super cool. Yeah. Do you want to just go ahead and talk about like what it's like to be live on air?
Well, I can start and just say this is my first guitar performance ever.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
In front of anybody but my roommates and these two people right here.
Round of applause to you.
Cool.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. This is what I want to do like for the rest of my life. The first time I went to Red Rocks, I saw Lana Del Rey play. And I remember
lovely.
She was like, when I first came here, I was sitting on one of these steps and I wrote, I'm going to play here someday. And I just started bawling. I was just like, wow, like this is exactly what I want to do. So I'm really excited that I'm starting to, like, I know it's a far-fetched dream, but I'm just, like, excited that I'm starting to take steps towards, like, maybe someday achieving it.
Yeah.
That's, like, the one thing I want to do before I die. And, like, I am so stoked to be playing live, finally, in front of other people. Because, like, I've done it before, but I'm so also stoked that I found a band as well. Because I've had bands in the past where it just didn't work out and we didn't have, like, the same musical vision.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able to just, like, write cohesive awesome like banger songs and
which is kind of crazy because we all come from kind of different scenes. Like I'm an EDM kid and Noah's a pop punk kid and it's like we're all
I don't even know what
different.
I am
yeah that's so magical. I'm so happy for you guys.
It's been good and it's been really nice having a producer as well because like I was just working with Ableton and I didn't really know exactly what I was doing. It was really hard and then like finding Steve it was just like wow, like we can just go to Steve and be like, oh, like, can you make this sound like wah, wah, wah? And Steve's like, okay, like, I got you. Like, do you want it to be more like wah, wah? And
yeah, that's
he
so
just,
cool.
Like, he's able to make this sound, like, the sounds he hears in his head on the computer, which is so awesome.
Just for reference, that's exactly how practice goes. She's like, it sounds like wah, 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 but I want it to sound more like wah, wah, wah. And we try and make it work.
Yeah, that's so fun.
And it's been cool. Yeah, that was one of the songs that I actually, like, wrote when it was, like, just me. And, like, after I took it to Noah and Steve, they, like, made it sound so much better after we collabed. And, like, yeah, it's really cool. Because when I first had that song, I just had a bunch of, like, sounds of trains passing by each other. Like, trains, like, coming by. And then, like, another train leaving. And I just, like, had it, like, sparse throughout the song. And it was just, like, oh, man. But, yeah, collaboration is cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want me to talk a little bit about what that song is about?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I actually wrote my previous EP, like, I think it's been 3 years by now at this point, but I wrote that song, like, right after I'd gone through, like, a really breakup with, actually, like, my first ever boyfriend, and I went on his Tumblr, as you do after you break up with someone.
That's the thing to do.
And I saw that he had, like, written, like, that, like, oh, I needed, like, a remedy, and you were poison, and all this kind of stuff, and I was just like, oh, that really hurts, but then, like, looking back on it, I was just like, wow, like, I was actually the one that kind of messed up a lot. And so that song is kind of just an apology, because at the end I'm saying, like, I'm the liar, you know, like, I'm the one that messed up. Like, you were with me and you tried to help me through a lot of bad stuff, and we were both at fault, but, like, this is just an apology. So
that's some tough stuff. But yeah, props to you for being all introspective.
I guess so. Yeah, music can definitely help you work through a lot of things, especially with just like, I don't know, writing poetry in general. You can sit down and have one thing in mind for what you want to do with the message, and then you go back and you read it and you're like, wow, I didn't even realize this about myself or about what is going on in my life, in my life at the moment. So that's one of the like things that I just love about art.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Art is so cool. I love art. It's
me too.
The best. The best in the world.
Support your local artists.
Yeah. Support local. Yes. Woo.
Do it.
So you guys have one more song for us. Do you want to talk a little bit about that one?
Sure. Yeah. This is definitely our favorite. Noah's.
Oh yeah.
By far.
I can see the giddiness on your face.
We said when we first started writing this and we first got the like the actual chorus down, we said that this was going to be like the radio hit. If there was one song out of the nine that we had or whatever, this was the one.
Cool.
It's on the radio now.
Yeah, it's on the radio.
It's about to be. No, it's on the radio.
And it's going to sound different when it's like not acoustic too, but wait. No, this wasn't the one that was not acoustic,
the
musical.
Yeah, we actually had a song called, that was Let Go. Let Go was called Not Acoustic, the Musical for a brief moment.
Titled the file. We're just like, I don't even, why did you guys even come up with that? That was pretty funny.
Because it was all acoustic.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be.
I don't know. When it first came to us or when you guys first wrote it, I thought it sounded like Justin Biebs.
The true icon.
Cool. New Age.
All right. Yeah.
Age.
Well,
this one's called New Age, everybody.
Only Tuesday and I'm missing so much sleep. My hair is blue, my mind is frayed. I'm done up in a different way. And all the chemicals I crave, it's such a shame they never say. All for pills and one. I'm sinking inside my ribcage. My memory is fragmented time. Cause I've been drinking, I've been stressing on my new age, new age. Ooh, lay off a law. Oh, ooh, lay off a low. Too many hearts in contact, guess I'll start to play the game. Playing poker with their feelings, make them question if they're sane. Oh, I'm sounding kinda messed up, like I lost morality. Broken heart, I honestly don't care. I'm lying to myself, or is it just another light? Cause I'm still a stubborn, sweet thought about you and I cry. Ooh, lay off the law. I'm honestly just fine. Ooh, lay off the law.
Listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, and this is the local lunch hour with Taro. So they just played a few incredible songs. Unfortunately, that was their last one, but I hear that you are releasing some new stuff. So do you guys want to go ahead and talk about those new things?
Yeah. Okay, so first and foremost, we will be releasing our music video.
Woo!
on October 31st, Halloween. It's a pretty spooky one, or it's kind of spooky, so that's why we decided to do it then.
It's real spooky.
It is, yeah. It is pretty real spooky. But yeah, I mean, if you're following our Instagram page right now, we're posting like a screenshot of the video every day.
At Taro Music Official across all social media platforms.
Yes, at Taro Music Official. So feel free to check it out. But yeah, it's based off of, should I say what movie? No. Well, it's based off of my favorite movie. You can definitely see a lot of parallels in there. But pretty much, like...
We'll leave it up to them to figure it out.
Okay, yeah. A nice little mystery, fun spooky mystery.
Underlying themes.
And that, like, makes you want to go check it out, because now you want to know what movie it's based off of, right?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So what was, like, the process of filming that, and kind of, like, the reason why you did it, and the inspiration behind that?
Okay, so this was one of the songs that was off of, like, the EP that I made myself before I met Noah and Steve, and it's called Don't Tell. And this was one of the songs where I kind of just like heard it in my head. I was just like, okay, put it on into Ableton and then listen back to the music. And then the words really didn't have any meaning. I just heard them and then I sang them and I wrote them down. And then I just saw what rhymed and what didn't. And then after I had the song all put together, I was just like, wow, I wonder what this could mean. And I had a lot of like different ideas for what the music video could be. But then I was like, oh, wait. This is like one of my favorite movies. This is exactly what one of the characters says in it. So I decided just to base it off of that. And I was actually going to film it with my best friend by ourselves. And we tried to do it with just like this really crappy camera. And like, oh my gosh, it was so bad. But anyways, we found this guy named Justin Urban, who is a super awesome photographer.
Yeah.
Shout out to Justin.
I've heard of
him. Shout out to Justin. He was just in a pretty bad accident. So everybody
really?
Like... His GoFundMe's open. He fell off his longboard, so... Yeah, but he filmed the music video for us, and it was really, really cool. I just hit him up, and I went out to coffee with him, and he's just like, hey, like, what are your ideas? And I was like, there's this. And he's like, oh, wait, we could do this instead. I'm trying to, like, talk about it without giving too much away.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty intense process from what it looked like watching all the videos. It was looked like it was pretty physically intensive.
It was. Well, I think that I can... I'm going to... post the promo video pretty soon here, so I think that I can talk about what it's going to be. So the promo video is going to be me and my best friend Anna. She was the other actress in it, and we like physically fight each other.
Whoa.
In this tunnel.
That's intense.
And it gets pretty crazy. There's like fake blood involved, but it looks pretty
chains.
Real. There's
Whoa.
Chains.
Bottles.
Yeah,
there's train tracks.
Yeah.
All the edgy things.
Signs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
good stuff.
There's a lake. Yeah, there's getting cold in a lake. It was like a year ago that we actually filmed it, and it was super, super cold outside. But Justin was like, no, we got to do this when it's dark outside or else it's going to look weird. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it's going to be so cold, though.
But you got to do what you got to do.
So Anna and I just drank a bunch of tequila, and we're like, okay, now we're good to go. We can go in the lake.
That's
yeah.
some fun stuff.
Got to warm up the blood for sure. Yeah, but yeah, I'm trying to think of what...
It's kind of been fun. Off of the music video is where we really kind of jumped off of this idea of like the beauty in the darkness, like how she was talking about with Poison and with our songs kind of taking on a life of their own. It's been a really interesting process. Like Steve was saying earlier, we all come from extremely different musical backgrounds. And so it's lended to this really weird hybrid of like EDM pop with rock and like folk influence with the acoustics and like.
Yeah,
it's been a blast.
It has been a blast. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any other like crazy moments from filming. Oh, okay. So when we were filming the music video, we needed lighting for the lake, and so we had to pull the cars up to this lake, but it was super muddy, and I was pretty drunk at that point, and I was just being a diva, and I was like, no, you guys got to pull the cars up, like, as far as you can go, and they're like, no, it's not going to be okay if we pull it up any further, and I was like, no, we got to do it for the video, guys, come on, just, like, pull up the cars. We pull the cars all the way up, and they get stuck, and we
had
to call my friend's dad to come, like, tow the cars back out, but yeah, it ended up looking pretty cool, though, was the final
product.
That's
the only thing that matters.
So, yeah, we filmed it on some railroad tracks at my best friend's farm, and then on my other friend's ranch, and... It was a really fun process. It was really cool to see how people actually do like lip syncing. We actually had to like speed the song up by I think like 125%, and then I had to like lip sync that, and then he was able to go back in and make it look like I was actually saying the words with the music. So
cool.
Yeah.
That's super fun. Yeah. So you've got that music video, that super spooky music video coming out on the spookiest day of the year, Halloween. And then I heard you guys have an EP coming out as well.
That we will announce. You will hear about when that comes out on Halloween.
Alrighty.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Cool, cool. Well, you can find out more information about that at Taro Music Official on all streaming platforms. Is that correct?
Yes, on Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook, Instagram.
That's our platform.
Cool,
so.
Cool, cool. Well, thank you so much, you guys, for coming in today and performing your super cool songs. This has been the Local Lunch Hour on 90.5 KCSU FM.
Thanks for listening to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I'd like to thank the members of Taro for coming into the studio. I would like to thank AJ Frankson for hosting this interview and engineering the audio. My name is Haley Giustino. I produce this podcast. If you would like to find more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.